Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Good morning. It is 8 o'clock. It is Wednesday, January 7th, here on KNSS. We'll be taking a look at the water treatment facility and how that's all shaping up. We'll also take a look at roads in Wichita.
I'm Rodney Price. Wichita Public Works hopes to learn more soon about faulty parts at the new Northwest Water Treatment Facility. What that means for its commission, coming up.
Currently in Wichita, where you have a mostly cloudy sky, it is 38 degrees here on this Wednesday morning, and we do have some traffic information we need to get to you. Jad?
We said a little bit earlier that we had a traffic backup westbound on Kellogg, and that was between Hillside and Oliver. We do know now that that's a traffic accident, a crash, and so you're going to want to watch out for this one. And right now, that backup starting to get all the way back to Rock Road. So it's starting to become pretty serious there. Might want to avoid that one if you can. Again, that's westbound on Kellogg. Accident happened right around Hillside. Back up almost all the way back to Rock at this point.
All right. Great traffic information. Thank you, Jad. The problem with the faulty clarifiers at the new Northwest Water Treatment Facility in Wichita has been traced back to a design issue. Now officials are saying that the plant will not be open until at least the year 2027.
Gary Jansen, Director of Public Works, says three firms have been hired to provide independent analysis with the results expected back in the next 2 weeks. Pending verification of those studies, it's likely the new parts won't be constructed and installed until this summer. Jansen added,
I don't think it's likely that we take ownership of this plant before the end of this year, but we'll know more in the coming months of what that timing looks like.
Since the city hasn't taken ownership, all costs to repair the faulty parts are the responsibility of the construction teams, with no extra cost to the city or ratepayers. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
The Wichita City Council approved street improvement plans for part of East and West Wichita. An $8.05 million project will reconstruct Webb Road between Central and 13th Street North. The new five-lane roadway will include curbs, storm sewer, and sidewalks on both sides. The city may add extra medians for pedestrian safety, with drainage improvements included as well. Construction should begin in 2027 and finish by 2028. The council also approved beginning the design phase for a half-a-mile stretch of 13th Street northwest of Woods Road and the city's west side. The design will cost $750,000 with a $3 million price tag for construction in 2029 or perhaps earlier.
Wichita's new city manager, Dennis Marstall, attending his first city council meeting yesterday. Our news partners at 12 News talked with Marstall after the meeting, asking him if there are any areas where he sees potential improvements.
I'm doing that assessment now. I'm working with the department directors, trying to get an understanding of the departmental operations, really getting an understanding of the different assets within the city. Also looking at the budget, where we're making the budget priorities, so making sure that I understand the budget going forward. Then I'll make a lot of assessments. I'll make recommendations, certainly, when we go through the budget process.
City Manager Marstall has taken over for Robert Layton, who recently retired from the position.
A pilot who was able to make a safe landing in an emergency says the company who made the plane is blaming him for their mistake.
The Alaska Airlines pilot praises a hero for safely landing a plane after a door plug panel flew off shortly after takeoff in 2024, is now suing Boeing. Captain Brandon Fisher believes the plane maker wrongly tried to blame him and the rest of his crew for the incident. Fisher was commended by the heads of the National Transportation Safety Board, the FAA, and Boeing executives for helping ensure none of the 177 people aboard were killed. Fisher's lawyers say Boeing's attempts to deflect liability in lawsuits led to the pilot being sued by some passengers and caused him great distress. No comment from Boeing. John Saucier, Fox News.
Some members of Congress gathered, holding candles, commemorating 5 years since the Capitol riot of 2021.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said it's a day no one must forget. He recalls being ushered away by Capitol officers.
Within 20 feet of those rioters, of those insurrectionists. One of them looked at me and said, there he is, get him.
Joined by relatives of Capitol officers who died, House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries thanked them for their sacrifice and spoke directly to rioters freed by the president for their actions.
Donald Trump may have pardoned your crimes, but only God can pardon your sin.
Lawmakers closed with a warning that history could repeat if allowed to, followed by a moment of silence and a chorus of
God bless America.
Gernal Scott, Fox News.
The eldest son of former President Ronald Reagan has died.
The Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation and Institute announced the death of Michael Reagan in a social media post on Tuesday. He was 80. The Presidential Foundation says Michael lived a life shaped by conviction, purpose, and an abiding devotion to President Reagan's ideals, and that Michael used his voice to champion freedom, personal responsibility, and the principles that defined his father's presidency. Reagan was known for his radio talk program, The Michael Reagan Show, and also chaired the Reagan Legacy Foundation. No word on a cause of death. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
It is 8:06 here with Ted and John, and we have some traffic news we need to get to you, and Jad has all that information here.
Well, and some of it just came in. The Kansas Turnpike northbound is closed, and it looks like they're closing it right there at that North El Dorado area out by El Dorado Lake. It's going to be closed around that area northbound, so you're going to have to detour around that probably on 77. So that's going on up there in that area. We've got that accident I was telling you about westbound on Kellogg right around Hillside. I got a clarification from traffic tracker Eric on that. There are two accidents that are right there, right around that Hillside area. And then there's just been another one in the Rock Road area westbound on Kellogg. So you're going to definitely want to avoid that.
All right. Thanks for the traffic update. And we'll keep you updated as things change as we go along throughout the morning. We got some pretty bad winter weather overseas and some new coins in the United States we'll tell you about. And, of course, our weather forecast is coming up as well. KNSS News Time is 8:07. Eight 8:11 with Ted and John, and we do have some KNSS breaking business news. Boeing and Alaska Airlines today announcing Alaska's largest ever airplane order, 105 purchased planes, 737-10s. That'll bring Alaska's 737 MAX order up to 174 airplanes. Huge deal, but announced between Boeing and Alaska Airlines. Winter weather. Well, it's not here yet, but we got plenty in Europe.
Storm Goretti has claimed a handful of lives and brought parts of Europe to a near standstill.
Chaotic, unacceptable, frustrating, annoying.
Javier Sepulveda, one of thousands of would-be passengers stuck at Amsterdam's Schiphol Airport. Dutch airline KLM says it's nearly run out of de-icing fluid.
We don't have any kind of information by the phone. The website is not working at all. We are like homeless.
Roads and rails blocked by snow too, with France, Belgium and the Balkans badly affected. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
There could soon be a new coin in your pocket.
The first of five new quarter designs honoring America's 250th birthday has been released into circulation. The Mayflower Compact Quarter features two pilgrims, a man and a woman, under a banner that reads E Pluribus Unum. The reverse side shows the Mayflower sailing over rough seas. The others in the series are not yet released. They feature presidents George Washington on the Revolutionary War Quarter. The Declaration of Independence Quarter has Thomas Jefferson. The U.S. Constitution Quarter shows James Madison, and the Gettysburg Address Quarter features Abraham Lincoln. Previously debated themes for the quarters, such as the civil rights movement and women's suffrage, were not greenlighted by the Trump administration. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
8:13 with Ted and John here on KNSS.
Plenty going on in traffic right now. Northbound, the Kansas Turnpike is closed in the El Dorado area. All the way from Highway 77, all the way up to north of El Dorado Lake. So northbound, the turnpike is closed there. You're going to have to find a detour along that. The big one here in Wichita, we've got a traffic accident that is actually several traffic accidents. A couple of traffic accidents westbound on Kellogg, right around Hillside, one little east of Hillside, one little ways west of Hillside. That backup goes all the way back to Rock Road, and at Rock and Kellogg, we have another traffic accident in that area. You're going to want to avoid that entirely. Westbound Kellogg on the east side. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
And let's take a look at our weather forecast. Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
It's going to be a warm Wednesday, then buckle up as a wild weather ride heads our way, becoming partly cloudy, south breeze 5 to 15, 65 today. After 3 o'clock tonight, showers and storms roll through, heavy rain, small hail possible, overnight low upper 40s. Storms wind down by midday Thursday, breezy and 60, much colder Friday with a chance of snow by the end of the day. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Currently in Wichita, it is mostly cloudy and 38 degrees. Here at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Haven't heard the term heavy rain in the forecast for a long time. What did Ross tell us? That we haven't had really a decent rain since before Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
So if it all happens, that'll be pretty interesting. We haven't had one in a while.
Going on 2 months.
Yeah. ZZ Top, of course. The music group that has the long beards,
yep.
Except for the guy that's named Frank Beard, and he doesn't have a beard.
Correct, which is the irony.
Anyway, ZZ Top, huge back in the 1980s when they were playing constantly on MTV and on the radio. And let's get a little bit of a perspective on one of the things that happened to them back in the day. Billy Gibbons was on Jay Moore's podcast, asked about an offer that was made to the members of ZZ Top.
Is it true you guys were offered $1 million to shave your beards?
It's true. It was $1 million per man.
Was that Gillette?
They deny it.
And during a Super Bowl commercial?
Yeah.
So $3 million Gillette to ZZ Top to shave your beard.
So we passed. We passed and word got out and our fans loved it.
They didn't do it.
Wow. Hey. Yeah. Can you blame them though? That's an iconic
for $1 million.
I don't know. I mean, they're known. Obviously, they're known for their music, but that's also part of their iconic imagery. Then again, you know that
would
be
if you do something like that on a Super Bowl. It would people be viral. Talk about that forever.
It would be viral. It would be a viral moment, and they would grow back.
Yeah,
it would take a while, but it would grow back.
So, you know, they turned down that money. Of course, the Beatles turned down the money from Lorne Michaels to reunite.
That's right. Yeah.
Just these money offers come in, they just don't take them up on it.
Yeah, really helped them fit. Of course, the beards really helped them fit into their bit part there in Back to the Future Part 3, too. They looked real authentic.
That's now, that was
You're
funny.
So
it is coming up on 8:17 with Ted and John here on KNSS. Hey, we got a lot of things going on in sports, including Shocker basketball tonight at Coke Arena. It's the American Conference home opener for the Shockers. Hosting Rice, a team that is off to an 0-2 start in conference play. Shockers are a 13.5-point favorite into this game tonight. Shockers are 7-1 on home court this season. The Shockers and the Owls, Mike Kennedy and Dave Dahl, will begin their pregame coverage at 6 o'clock this evening. The game will tip off at 6:30 p.m. at Coke Arena. And you can listen live to the Shocks, of course, on 103.7 KEYN. Speaking of Mike Kennedy, another major award for the sportscaster. Mike, of course, is going to retire at the end of this current school year, but not without taking home another big award. The National Sports Media Association has named Mike Kennedy as the Kansas Sportscaster of the Year. Mike has been calling Shocker Athletics for 46 years, and this is not the first time he's won that award. He also won it back in 2014. So Mike Kennedy is now a two-time winner as Kansas Sportscaster of the Year. Congratulations, Mike Kennedy. Be sure to listen to him tonight. Call the game on KUYN. College men's basketball tonight. For only the sixth time in school history, Kansas State is on the road, taking on the number one ranked team in the nation. It's K-State visiting number one ranked undefeated Arizona in Tucson tonight. Arizona is 14-0. K-State is 9-5. K-State is an 18.5-point underdog going into this one. Live coverage of K-State basketball at 7 o'clock tonight. And that's over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Big game in Lawrence last night for the KU men, ranked 22nd in the nation, taking on TCU. It looked like it was going to be a big loss. KU was down by 15 points with 4.5 minutes to go. But then the Jayhawks outscored the Horned Frogs 20-5 in the final 4.5 minutes, got it into overtime, and that's where the Jayhawks won it. 104-100 in overtime. KU freshman Darren Peterson, 32 points.
Yeah, and I went to bed.
Well, when that game gets late, and you give up on a team, you're down 15 with 4 minutes to go. Who cares?
I know.
Last night.
That'll teach me.
Jayhawks improved to 11-4 on the season, 1-1 in conference play. We have JUCO men's basketball action tonight in El Dorado. Butler Community College hosting 24th-ranked Cowley College. Butler 9-5, Cowley at 10-4. Dennis Higgins has live coverage of this thirsty rivalry at 7:15 tonight. And you can listen to that one right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. All right, of course, the Kansas City Chiefs made the big news, moving to Kansas in future years for a new football stadium. The Kansas City Royals had that same offer, but they did not make it happen. And the Kansas Speaker of the House, Dan Hawkins of Wichita, says Kansas officials are no longer pursuing the Kansas City Royals. That deadline was December 31st. The Chiefs took advantage. The Royals decided not to. And apparently Kansas, that offer to the Royals is no longer there. All right. Equity Bank Park, our big baseball stadium in downtown Wichita, home of the Wichita Wind Surge, has been named the 2025 Professional Baseball Field of the Year by the Sports Field Management Association. Best natural grass field among all 120 minor league teams. Hey, pretty nice. The Wind Surge is only 3 months away from baseball in early April, so got to get that grass field ready in 3 months. It'll be ready. Some high school action last night in boys basketball. Heston wins on home court, beat Cheney 59-43. The Heston boys, the Swathers, are now 8-1 on the season. And here in the City League, girls action last night. Wichita Heights winning on the road at West 71-14. The Heights girls are undefeated at 7-0 on the season. And a happy birthday today to former Kansas City Royals relief pitcher Jeff Montgomery, 64 years old today, pitched one inning for the Texas League champion Wichita Wranglers in 1999. Jeff Montgomery, 13 years in the big leagues, mostly with the Royals. He was originally drafted by the Cincinnati Reds and then traded to the Royals. It's a good trade for the Royals. Three-time All-Star in the 1990s, led the league in saves in 93. He is in the Kansas City Royals Hall of Fame. And he pitched one inning for the Wranglers. Former Royals relief pitcher Jeff Montgomery, it's his birthday. He is 64 today. That is Sports with Ted and John. Sports is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, now featuring chili for a limited time. And with that winter weather
cold weather, that sounds good.
Hearty beef, no bean chili, perfect for lunch. Now available at all three WBC locations, East, West, and Historic Delano. Wichita Brewing Company, pizza and beer and chili made here. It is 8:22 with Ted and John. The importance of winning in the midterms. Sean Hannity Morning Minute is next on KNSS.
This is Woodward and Witt on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning. It is 8:30, and it is Wednesday, January 7th. Currently in Wichita, we do have a cloudy sky. It is 38 degrees. The city of Wichita will continue with plans to convert the existing water treatment plant to emergency use. City Council has approved a nearly $1.4 million contract, and that will develop up to 60% of the design plans to establish a guaranteed maximum price for the project. Construction to convert the 1939-era plant will take about 2 years, but the work won't begin until after the city takes ownership of the new Northwest Water Treatment Facility, which now appears won't take place in this year at all. The transfer has been delayed because of ongoing issues with the clarifiers at the new plant.
Gary Jansen, director of Public Works, says the problem has been traced back to a design issue. Three firms have been hired to provide independent analysis, with the results expected back in the next 2 weeks. Pending verification of those studies, it's likely the new parts won't be constructed and installed until summer. With more testing to follow, Jansen says he doesn't think it's likely that the city takes ownership before the end of the year. Since that hasn't happened, all costs to repair the faulty parts are the responsibility of the construction teams, with no extra cost to the city or ratepayers. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Congress is set to be briefed on the situation in Venezuela today.
Both the House and Senate will have member-wide briefings with Trump administration officials following the operation in Venezuela that led to the arrest of Nicolas Maduro and his wife. Sources tell Fox News the briefers will include Secretary of State Marco Rubio, Secretary of War Pete Hegseth, and Attorney General Pam Bondi. President Trump says one of the reasons Congress wasn't notified about the operation was because of concerns of possible leaks. The Senate plans to vote on a war powers resolution that would rein in the administration's ability to use military force without congressional approval. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Every year, the Sedgwick County Commission selects its chairman during the meeting in the second week of January. The current commission chair, Ryan Beatty, tells us the likely candidates.
There's a five-member board, three commissioners that are moving into a re-election year, and it's my belief that all three are going to file for re-election. That leaves two others that are not and would have the time to fill that capacity. So by default, you're looking at Commissioner Jeff Blueball and Commissioner Stephanie Wise, and both of those are highly capable individuals that are very smart, wonderful commissioners that just completed their first year. So if I was a betting man, I'd bet one of those two would serve in that role next year.
Sedgwick County Commission Chair joins us every Tuesday morning at 7:35 right here on KNSS. Of course, at today's meeting, commissioners will talk about offering a contract for a new county appraiser. After Mark Clark retired at the end of June last year, Brent Shelton has been serving as interim appraiser since then.
The Kansas Department of Transportation on Tuesday awarded its largest road construction contract in history. The nearly $288 million contract was awarded to Dondlinger Wildcat, a joint venture based in Wichita. The construction is to rebuild parts of U.S. Highway 54, Kellogg, and K-96 in East Wichita for just east of I-35 to just east of 159th Street in Butler County. The components of the project include 32 new retaining walls, 26 bridge replacements, and several two-lane frontage roads. Work is expected to begin later this spring.
Students at McPherson High School back at their historic Roundhouse Gymnasium this week after months of repairs. The gym has been closed for more than 200 days after severe weather and flooding last summer heavily damaged the court, which had to be replaced. McPherson plans to address flooding concerns through a bond measure coming up in March. Civil engineers recommending expanding the retention pond outside the gym. Currently, McPherson has temporary sandbags outside the gym trying to protect against the rain.
One of the biggest traitors in American history has died.
Aldrich Ames, the career CIA operative who provided the Russians with U.S. secrets from 1985 to 1994, died in a Maryland prison Monday. He was 84. Ames switched sides during the Cold War in exchange for $2.5 million, which he said he needed to pay debts. He outed Russians spying for the U.S. and Great Britain, and his betrayal led to the execution of Western agents working behind the then Iron Curtain. He withheld information from U.S. officials while providing valuable information to the Russians. He pleaded guilty to espionage and tax evasion and was sentenced to life in prison. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
A deeply spiritual moment for millions of Catholics at the Vatican.
Marking the solemnity of the Epiphany of the Lord. Music, singing, and prayers honoring the visit by the three kings to the baby Jesus. Pope Leo XIV presiding over the Holy Mass.
Cercare la pace significa proteggere ciò
at St. Peter's Basilica for some 5,800 faithful. Then the leader of the Catholic Church closing the last holy door, marking the official end of the Jubilee Year of Hope. Nearly 33.5 million pilgrims visited the Vatican during the Jubilee, which happens every 25 years and marks a special year of reconciliation, pilgrimage, and coming home. The next one is set for 2050. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Wage garnishment resumes in the U.S. for student loan borrowers in default.
The Department of Ed begins garnishing wages of non-payers, the more than 5 million student loan borrowers who are currently in default, a number the department says could double after collection activity halted during the pandemic. The U.S. government has collection powers on federal debt, and in addition to some wages, it can also seize borrowers' federal tax refunds and Social Security, retirement, and disability benefits to get student loans paid back. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
It's 8:50 with Ted and John on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Keep it here for our Wichita Business Journal update with Kirk Seminoff. Now it's time for three big things.
Three.
The U.S. has seized a Russian-flagged oil tanker linked to Venezuela after tracking it across the Atlantic.
Two.
Kansas House Speaker Dan Hawkins says he doesn't have the votes necessary to redraw new congressional maps this year and won't take the measure up when the legislature reconvenes next week.
One.
The Kansas Jayhawks stun the TCU with a late come-from-behind overtime win to open Big 12 play. That's three big things with Ted and John on KNSS. Now it's time for traffic with Jad Chambers.
And we still have a fairly large problem eastbound on Kellogg. A couple of accidents, one little ways west of Hillside, one little ways east of Hillside, have got traffic backed up on Kellogg from there, pretty close to I-135, all the way back to Rock Road. Avoid that area at this time. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Nice day today, mostly sunny with a high of 66. Tonight, partly cloudy, a chance of showers, low 49. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, high 65. Right now in Wichita, it's 42 degrees at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
And right after our show, we have the Glenn Beck program. One of the topics, Senator Rand Paul says the Biden-era FBI put innocent Americans on terror watch lists. By the way, it is Senator Paul's 63rd birthday today. One of the things you might be talking about on the Glenn Beck program coming up right after us. It is 8:52, and now let's check in with the editor at the Wichita Business Journal, Kirk Siminoff, and get a local business update. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Ted. Rock Regional Hospital in Derby closed its doors this morning. Hospital leadership told its employees last night.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great. But all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Night that it would close this morning, and representatives of the hospital later told the Business Journal 5 a.m. was the time. Employees were informed less than 2 hours after a U.S. bankruptcy court judge lifted an emergency stay that would have enabled the landlord of the hospital to begin an eviction process when it chose. Judge Mitchell Herron said the six-year-old hospital's Chapter 11 bankruptcy filing last month did not enable him to supersede a 2023 Sedgwick County District Court order that upheld the termination of the hospital's lease, which allowed for an eviction. Rock Regional employed between 200 and 250 people, and the bankruptcy case continues. And the Wichita City Council voted on Tuesday to end its lawsuit with Genesis Health Clubs over management of the Wichita Ice Center. Genesis, which ran the Ice Center from 2011 to 2022, will pay the city $219,000 after the city originally sued for $424,000 for breach of contract in the city's management, in the company's management of the Ice Center. Genesis countersued for $1.9 million, and that suit will go away. 3.5 years later, there is a settlement, but Mayor Lily Wu was critical of the lack of accountability placed on Genesis during its time as the center's operator, including taking former city manager Robert Layton to task, though not by name. Layton retired last week, and new manager Dennis Marstall attended his first council meeting. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Siminoff.
Kirk, back in the day, did you ever watch Buck Rogers in the 25th century?
I was never a science fiction guy, so I can say no.
Oh, that disappoints me a little
bit. I know. Ted and I both had a crush on Wilma Deering. So
actress Erin Gray is 76 today. It's her birthday, and she did things with spandex that defied the laws of gravity.
You missed out. Trust me, you missed out.
Oh, I was aware of Erin Gray. I didn't say that I wasn't.
Gotcha.
I
just did not watch
the show.
Right.
Yes.
Very good.
Yeah.
Well, that's well,
she could rock the spandex, trust me.
So happy birthday to Erin Gray, 76 years old today. She was also on Silver Spoons, another NBC show she was on for many, many years. Hey, Kirk, thanks for being with us. Thanks for the great breaking business news you've been giving us this morning. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
You got it, sir.
That is editor Kirk Siminoff from the Wichita Business Journal, filling us in all morning long with some great breaking local news. So it's great to have the Wichita Business Journal for that resource. And when things happen like that and get good breaking news, Kirk is right there with it.
Yep. Yeah. I'm hoping that he'll bring us some good news. And I'm sure the folks in Derby are hoping he'll bring us at some point good news on someone taking over the hospital down there.
All right. Thanks for listening here on this Wednesday morning. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, the Dana Show with Dana Lash, Sean Hannity's show, and news updates all day. Ted and John in the morning, 98.7 and 1330, KNSS Wichita. Have a great day.